Last we spoke about Sabbath. If you recall, the last time we spoke, we did Hilchos Pesach. So it's been a long, long time. And I know the last time we did soap, but we didn't finish it. I really wanted to finish it because I wanted to show you, at least on one specific issue, how intricate and detailed my focus becomes and why people do certain things. Okay? So you might have noticed... What? You might have noticed... Okay, I have all different types of soap here, and I have regular soap. Okay, I have regular soap soaking in water. Okay, I have, this is actually liquid soap. Okay, diluted. Anybody know what this is?
Foam.
Ah, foamer. These are the coolest. You got to have one of these.
Not I'm sorry.
Moisturizing hand soap, and then I have. It's amazing. I just pulled these things out of my house, no problem. Okay? And I have Ajax also.
And what's the green, the white?
Body lotion. I don't know. Amina does that. I just pulled that out. I have no idea why. Okay? And we're going to talk about that also. Okay? So what I really need to talk about is a malacha of memachek. I think it printed twice. Like, no? Okay.
All I did was put that in.
Memachek is, we're going to see, we're going to review, and hopefully this will be a review for all of us, is the malacha of scraping. Mm-hmm. Okay? There's memachek, scraping, and then the tolada of memachek is memareach, smearing. Okay? And we're going to see that there's scraping and there's smearing, and smearing is really the one that affects us more specifically. Okay. So we learned, just to review the top of page 1, Abbas Malachas were Arbaim Chasarachas, 41, 40 minus 1, which is 39, the 39 Malachas of Shabbos. And if you'll skip down to the... Here, one second. Where's my Machik? Somebody find for me. Where am I? Those are not here. Korea, I'm going to sit for. So, thank you. Four lines from the bottom? Yeah, Mochako. Ma'abed et Oro. One who cures a hide. Baha Mochako. One who scrapes it. Right, because remember, in order to make a hide, in order to make an animal skin, because we've all had the experience of making animal hides. Right? You first cure it, but then it's all hairy. You got to get all the hair off. So then you have to scrape it until you have removed all the hair. So that scraping is considered the malacha. And the malacha is taking something that's not smooth and scraping it down until it is smooth. Okay? That is the malacha of memachek. Okay? Says the Gemara. So that's number 2. Ha-memachko v'ha-mechatcho. Right? Someone who's memachko, someone who smooths it out, and hamechatcho, someone who cuts it. Amar Rav Chiya bar Chanina. Rav Chiya bar Chanina said, "Hashaf bein ha'amudim b'Shabbos chaya mishum memachek." So this is actually a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says that we're talking about is you had these two amudim, these two pillars, and you would take the hide and you would stretch it, right? And then, the easiest way to do it was to stretch it, and then you would take your belt sander, right, and just sand it down. Okay, and that would be okay. So obviously an example of that. But Rashi says what it was is you had these pillars for the windows and you wanted to put the windows in and you have to smooth out the ground in order to put the windows in. That's also memachek. So an example I think I gave last time would be a clear example of memachek would be to smooth out. Let's say I was doing my drywall. Okay, so everybody who does drywall knows first you mud it. And then what do you do?
Tape it.
Now you mud it with the tape. Nobody here? Drywall? Then you sand it. You got to sand it.
Just sand it.
Right, because it doesn't, you sand it down in order to get a smooth wall. Okay? When you sand it, that's memachek. You're smoothing something down in order to get a smooth surface. Okay? Third line in the line source 2. Shloshet Dvarim Sachli Rav Ashi Mishmei Rav Yishub and Levi Rav Ashi told me 3 things. Hamagarir Roshe Klonsos B'Shabbos Chai B'Shum Mechatech. So we're going to skip that because it's not important to us. Hamimareach Ritia B'Shabbos. So if you have a Ritia, a cloth, and you're Mimareach it, you're smoothing it out. A Ritia is, I'm sorry, it's not a cloth, it's a bandage. Okay, and back then, when you wanted to make a bandage, how would you use, what would you use?
Okay.
Mm-mm.
A piece of linen.
Plaster. Right? A ratita, they would make a bandage out of plaster, and they would plaster it on, okay, and you'd smooth it out. You would smooth it out. Even nowadays, when you make a cast, what do? I mean, do they still do that?
Yeah.
You make casts, right? You plaster it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But they would have
it around and then you smooth it.
Right. It would be this salve that they would put on the wound, and they would sort of smear it on, and it would fall off on its own. Now, it must have been kind of painful, if you ask me. But that's what they would do. That was medicine back then. Okay? So that's memareach. So see the words memareach? Those are the two words you have to know. Memachek and memareach. Memareach means to smear, to smooth around. That's memachek. Ba'amasagdei ta'ever b'shabbos, if you smooth out a stone, chayev mishum makir b'patish. Makir b'patish means completing something. That means, you know, completing something, completing an item. And we're going to, it means, makir b'patish literally means striking with a hammer. Right, the last nail. But we're going to talk about that much, much later. Okay? So we see that there's memareach, there's shmearing, which is memareach, and there's memachek, which is smoothing. So the av malacha, the main malacha, is memachek, which is smoothing things out. And merakeh is the toda, is the offspring malacha. And that's also, both of those are midaraisa, and the both of those are forbidden. So a good example of memachek nowadays would be, let's say I wanted to caulk my windows. Right? I'm going to, the way you caulk, you put it in and then you smear it with your finger to make sure that it goes in. So that's smearing. I'm going to smear something, smooth it out, and it's going to stay there permanently. That's an important thing. That's going to be an important thing. It's going to stay there. So that's considered memachek, and that's something you're not allowed to do. So you ask me, okay, where in the world do you get soap from there? Well, we'll see in a minute. Turn page. Okay. Can we skip the animal part? Is anybody here going to be hiding animals anytime soon? No?
When Mashiach comes.
When Mashiach comes, you hire somebody to do
okay.
it. And they did back then too. Okay.
Hiding.
To, you know, to work hides, tanneries.
Oh, hiding.
Yeah. Like, okay. No.
Tanning.
Sorry, tanning. You're going to tan an animal hide. Okay.
I thought you were talking about hiding like
hey, hey, you need a set? That's over here. Okay. See where it says Dalit, line 8, Dalit about line 8 or 9, wherever that is?
Mm-hmm.
See what it says Dalit, Hamemareach? Hamemareach Ritiyah. Let's say you smooth out a Ritiyah as a bandage. Okay? Do you have an example of that? Do you guys do that in medicine, in the ER or whatever?
The what? The
do you have a liquid bandage or a plaster kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that?
The plaster, but...
That's only for...
Yeah, for... No. Not for wounds.
Not for wounds. No. They don't have, I'm surprised they wouldn't have, a liquid bandage that you would just kind of stick on and it would kind of fall off on
you
its own.
You can stick... Yeah, you can put... There's a glue for the skin.
Yeah.
But you don't plaster. You don't plaster it.
What is it? What do you do?
Crazy glue.
More or less. So you just put it in between, try to close the
skin. And you don't switch it down?
No.
Spray it on, I believe.
It's spray on?
Spray on band-aid.
Yeah, that's called the skin. Skin.
Right, he's talking about
liquid stitches.
That's
so cool. Okay. Fine, but that's not... Okay, that's
it's not your plastering.
No.
You don't smooth it out.
So he says, I'm a marech with Tia. Let's say you're plastering a bandage. Chayav. Chayav means me do all right. Okay, so don't do that. V'chein shava. The same is true of wax. Ozefet. Zefet is pitch. V'chayotivahem are similar things. Midvarim shemit marchim. Things that are smooth. Ad shiyachalik pinehem. Until they become yachalik b'nehem, they become smooth and soft on their face. Okay? So it's something that's pliable that you're going to smear out. So now, what would you include in things that you're going to smear and are pliable and you're going to smear out? What?
Lotion.
Cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
Bengay.
Bengay. We're going to talk about each of these things. What else?
Lotion and cream.
See, here's the thing. The question is, look at the examples he gave. Plaster, wax, pitch. I've never used pitch. What's pitch?
Tar.
Oh. Right. So all these things are not solid.
They're liquid.
They're heavier.
This becomes a solid.
They're semi-solids. What?
Goo.
Goo. But they're not goo.
Goo.
Well, we're going to add, and each of these things, hards. Mm. Right.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Hards.
What about if it disappears?
What do you mean, like it disappears?
Well, like you take a white lotion.
Yeah.
And when you rub it in your
with
hands.
With alcohol.
Well, we're going to talk about this. Meaning, this lotion, well, this we'll all agree is the thickest of the lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, of the lotion. This is hard soap. And we were going to talk about this hard soap, too. Okay? Are you done with your plate?
Here.
You are now. Oh, he's got two. Okay.
Thank you.
This is the thickest of the lotion. Okay? We got lotion there. But what the heck they put in there? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is it ever going to turn solid?
Yeah,
will it? Well,
a long time. Yeah.
After a month.
That is gross.
Yeah.
I don't know about this stuff. This stuff is interesting.
What is it? Is that soap?
This is Bath and Body Works Crisp Citrus Herb.
It's a soap and it has...
With green tea extract and shea butter.
Shea butter.
God, you can drink it, you can eat it, and you can wash with it.
Yeah. It's an exfoliant because it's got sugar. Particles in it.
Yeah. Oh.
No sugar.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're gonna see. I mean, this is really the... I don't know. This doesn't seem liquid to me.
No.
For those of you listening, liquid. You have no idea what I'm doing. I'm sorry. I can't.
They don't want to know.
This is like magic. I feel like I'm in a magic show. Okay, so we're going to have to talk about whether you can use this or not. That's an interesting question. Because it's soap, but now, so nowadays we have liquid soap that's also lotion.
But not viscous.
Wow. What?
That's
thick. Right, but we're going to talk about what namachic really is. And the question is, would this become hard or not? I don't know.
No.
If you let it dry out, I don't really know. And it's not intended to become hard. Clearly you're not intending it to become hard. But when I take plaster or pitch or cork, or anything like that, I want it to harden. I want it to stay. When I take wax, the example the Gemara uses is they wanted to take wax and put it on the covers of their barrels. Why? Because you have the wax, they smear it on there, and then it'll stay.
It'll seal.
Right? I'm not. Oh, see? It's going down. Everybody see?
Yeah,
a little bit. Slowly but surely. Let's see what happens. Yes, okay. So the examples that he gives of Mimarea, you have to look very carefully, of the Oraisa, are things that you smear that stay. So what's an example of that? Everyday use. Something that you smear that stays.
Smear is like...
Something that you...
Antiperspirant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Deodorant, like a stick deodorant, because you're smoothing it out, and you want to leave.
Just a,
right?
A trial cord.
Well, it's interesting because let's say this is your deodorant. You want to leave.
Uh-huh.
You know, you want to leave a piece on the skin. You're trying to smooth it out. Even that is interesting because it's not semi-solid. You're scraping a piece of it off, but you're smoothing it off. We're going to talk about that also, which is very interesting. Hand cream. See, it's interesting. Why would a hand cream be like that? It's not a semi-solid. It's not a dense semi-solid. It has no density to it.
You're starting with the solid, you're starting with the liquid.
Correct.
But you want it to stay on your hands.
You want it to rub into your hands.
That's right.
Right, so it's not going to stay.
No.
Not really.
Not that I don't use this.
What if you wanted to use baby oil on your hands? Could you do that? Why not?
Yeah,
why not? It's totally liquid. Remember, the Isra of Mimareach is smearing. No, but I'm trying to show you. Shmir, we're going to talk about what smearing is, what's the De'araisa, and what's the De'rabanan, because it's not so clear. And then what's mutter, totally mutter. Okay, but remember, this idea of smearing is only a dense semi-solid.
Could be like lipstick.
Deodorant's a problem?
Lipstick. Stick deodorant is a problem.
What about the ones like dry deodorant where you turn it and the gel comes out?
Again, that's a better example. That would be an even better example. Because that's a perfect example. Because that's a dense semi-solid that you're smearing and smoothing out. That's exactly the example.
What did you say?
I didn't even figure that.
Semi-gel.
Deodorant where you turn the knob.
That is the perfect example. That is the perfect example because that is a dense semi-solid. That is as plastery as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to leave it out. Don't do that. That might be a deodorant, right? Even more than a stick deodorant. That's a good example. I should have brought that one in.
The ball.
Oh, so roll-on.
It's liquid.
It's liquid. You're right. You're allowed to.
No,
the gel is gel.
The gel is semi-solid.
What are you doing? You're taking a gel and you're smearing it out. So for another example, would be like the lip gel that you're using, right? Mm-hmm. You're squeezing it out and you're putting it on because that's a viscous semi-solid, although it never really turns hard. No. It probably wouldn't be if you're rice.
So
it wouldn't be
your
bonnet.
Then chapstick.
Chapstick for sure you can't use.
Because it's the
same thing. Correct.
Yeah.
Same thing. Lipstick.
But you have to
don't know. Even, you know, we haven't gotten to makeup yet, which we all have to get to, but lipstick for sure is not permitted. To regular lipstick one is definitely not permitted to use on Shabbos or Yom Tov.
So what kind of lipstick do they make that you're
lying?
They make powder. Don't they make powder?
There's a liquid one. A one you squeeze.
You know? You don't know?
No, they make a liquid.
I never investigated it. Rabbi said it's kosher, but we'll have to talk about
this.
They make liquid. They make liquid.
You paint it on?
Right.
Yeah, I'm not giving any facts, but we'll have to talk about the perspective of painting, coloring. Okay. Here, line 10, at the end. Lufikach, therefore, the end of line 10. Asur litain shava, you can't put wax. Oh, shemen av, thick oil. Because remember, back then, you know, if you let an oil, if you have certain kinds of oils, like coconut oil, for example. If you let a coconut oil come to room temperature, it's going to turn to Crisco. It will congeal. Because the oils, their density state is a certain stage. By the way, that's why you never ever want to eat foods that have coconut oil in them.
Ooh.
Right? Because they're really, really, really bad for you. Right? The different kinds of oils have a very, very different kinds of... Because the lower the temperature that they solidify, the more they're going to congeal in your arteries. Thank you. Okay. The Vika, therefore, azulitain shava oshemen av binekev chavit, in the hole of a barrel, lisatmo, to seal it. Vafila rak lahachaniso litocho belo meruach, even just to strip it in there, without smearing it. Why? The gazminan shema yimarech, maybe you will smear it. So remember, the answer to your right is smearing a dense semi-solid into a position where you want it to be smooth over a certain surface.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That you're not allowed to do.
But if you don't want to smear
the imei reach, and if you smeared wax or fat, fat, what?
She said you couldn't frost the cake.
Oh, we're going to talk about it. Food is permitted, but not for certain. In certain cases, you could frost the cake, just not for decorative purposes. You could. Then we're going to talk about it. But you could butter your toast. You usually don't apply it for foods. Okay. So because remember the examples the Gemara was giving was originally smoothing an end to make something prepared in a permanent way. Right? So you can butter your toast. You could smear peanut butter and jelly. What?
Yeah, how do you get the toast?
Does it have to be hot?
Yeah, okay.
Leave your oven.
What? Chayav. Look what he says. V'chein bebatzek shayach meruach. Same as with dough. Because it depends how you're using the food. If you're using it qua food, as food, right, then it's not a problem. But if you're using it as something else, then you wouldn't be able to do it.
There was a way of cooking where you would seal a pot with dough.
Right.
So you wouldn't be able to do that.
Let's say you want you want to use your stroller, and it's all like gross, and it's all rusty. So you say, oh, I can't use axle grease, right, but I'm going to use Crisco. No, because then your Crisco is your axle grease. That's what you're doing. You're smearing your Crisco. And a Crisco, I think, would be a good example of that. That's a dense semi-solid that you're smoothing out. Okay? This is Shabbos and Yom Tov. Hey, Hashem she'en ibud b'yachlin, just like there's no tanning, we don't talk about tanning for food, kach ein memachek b'achlin. There is no memachek, no smearing for food. V'lachen, mutal hachlik ha'ochel b'shabbos, ha'ochel b'asher lechel b'lozet. You know, I've got my butter, and I could put a dab of butter and eat it like that, but I enjoy it more when I smear it. So therefore, that's not a problem. V'chein, therefore, mutar l'achlik chem'ah v'tapuchim al halechem. You can smear your applesauce, you can smear your butter. Aval dar she'yefshar l'echol b'lo miruach, but something that's not edible without smearing it. Moshe yesh ibu d'rabanan al kol panim, kach asur mitru memachek mid'rabanan. So what's an example of a food that you couldn't eat without smearing? No, you could eat that.
Butter.
You could eat it.
No, you will eat the chunk of butter.
You take a chunk of butter and chew on it?
Avocado.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
That's a fruit.
Avocado you could scoop out.
Yeah.
About Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip?
But then
you
can eat butter.
What?
Yeah. You can eat that out of jar.
Oh.
If you're making butter, if you just butter, we can eat Miracle Whip. Not because you want to.
Okay.
So what is the
question? What
was the question?
Let's skip to this over. Pastry. It's still going. It's still moving down. All right, it's almost down.
You know what it reminds me of? That commercial anticipation with the ketchup.
Right. See, halfway down the place.
But if it was in the bathroom with a hot light on, they probably would have died.
You think so?
They probably would.
No, it probably went all the way down.
Yeah. Probably not.
Okay. Hilchos Shabbos, Shimcha Vav. Okay, we skipped the parts about the wax because we got that from the Chayi Adam. Very good. You're not allowed, nothing you're not allowed to do because it's smearing, it's smoothing. You have, Eddie, you have pages 3? 3 and 5. Okay. 3 and, that's 6, I think. I got plenty.
Only you. I know.
Another issue, another thing you're not allowed to do because of smoothing is, we all have this at home. You take your knife,
you sharpen it.
It has a sharpener. Right? A lot of people instinctively do that.
Do what? Sorry.
Sharpen knives.
Every time you use it.
Yeah, a lot of people, when they use their knives, they, you know, I do. When the knife is,
we don't use only sharpen.
When you buy a knife set of good, when you pass and buy a set of good knives, by the way, it's always worthwhile to have a good set of knives because it makes a big difference in the kitchen. But if it's not, if it's dull, you sharpen it. Mm-hmm. That's an Isur D'oraisa on Shabbos. It's also D'oraisa. That's mamachik. You're taking something that has exactly that. It's dull and you're smoothing it down. Mm. On Shabbos,
you know what?
Just like the tanning, just like removing imperfections in the hide, the same thing is exactly what you're doing when you're sharpening that knife, and that's something people don't know. Yeah.
Isn't it also like something I'm thinking of today? It's almost like a halacha. You have to sharpen your knife because you're going to put yourself in danger.
In fact, actually, it's interesting. Shmuel Shabbos, I think, wrote you're supposed to. Very good. He says, "Umitzvah lahaskiz esakini mi ba'od yom because of Shabbos kavod hayom." You should sharpen your knives before Shabbos so that you'll have an enjoyable Shabbos. You'll have sharp knives on Shabbos.
Right.
All right, you know. Can't do it every week. I mean, whatever. So, Mutar Lirchot Yadav B'Morsan.
He said right up.
You see what says source number 7. I'm sorry, source number 7. So, where it says so. Okay? See what it says there? You're allowed to wash your hands in Morsan. Gene, what's Morsan? Right.
What?
Bran. By the way, what's the best thing, if you don't have any soap, what's the best thing to wash with?
Sand. Mud. Dirt.
Is it, I mean, what do you think soap is? Soap is just clean dirt. Right? Because what is a soap? It's a mild abrasive. What do you think soap is?
Not all of them, but
what?
Pumice soap.
Regular soaps.
Yeah.
What's lye?
Alkali?
What is the purpose of lye? What does lye do?
It saponifies the fats.
Right.
I'll be adding to the camera. Translate to English.
That's what it does.
Fats into soap.
That's how they make soap.
How does the soap help get my dirt, the dirt off of my hands?
It lifts it up because of the difference in density. Because as you rub,
well, we all learned something today.
The dirt gets into it and comes up.
There is no abrasive.
There are abrasive soap.
You can soap in general is not abrasive.
You wouldn't remember that.
They still have it.
Those are abrasive.
Right, Ajax is an abrasive.
And the bottles with oatmeal pieces in them.
Right, now that's up with oatmeal, we're back again. Right. What do I have? I've got tea in my soap.
Oh, I thought it was oatmeal.
Green tea extract. Okay. I mean, whoever figured out that I could put green tea in soap and then charge $4 a bottle? Really,
a lot more than
brilliant. Ooh, it's got green tea. Eating it? I don't really get it.
It doesn't smell like it.
So you're allowed to wash your hands in Morsan. Oh, you'll say, when I put water into bran, what happens?
It gets mushy.
I'm kneading it. Oh, why? He says, Ramah says, the gibul to achayad. Sorry. Because gibul is kneading, kilachayad, meaning unintentional kneading is permitted. I'm just getting wet, so I'm using it to wipe off my hands, clean up my hands. You see, nowadays, look at the difference in times. Nowadays, what do we do with bran?
Eat it.
We eat it. What do they do with bran?
They wash it.
Bran was animal food. Nobody would eat bran.
Bran washes your hands, so.
The aser lirchot yada b'melach, you can't wash your hands in salt. The kosakein b'boris, if boris is a kind of soap, shekorin zayf b'lashon Ashkenaz, O b'shar cheled shenimoach al yadav v'havei nolad. Let's translate this. You can't use soap.
Did you say salt earlier?
Salt, yeah, salt, no. Because it squeezes out, right, because if it's salt, it's very, it squeezes it out. It's a problem of gush, of squeezing. We learned that before. We'll see.
Soak a wound with salt, you can do it.
That's different. That's different.
Why did you soak a wound?
That's what you do? You soak a wound with salt?
Why would you want to soak a wound with
alcohol?
Yeah. Do me a favor, use alcohol. Oh, yeah. Right, and I've seen also. No. So, what are you going to do? Bandage it with plaster?
Just put a yamamela.
Right. Okay.
Ooh. It hurts.
It does. Come out of here.
Hold on. One second.
Okay.
Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. So it's, by the way, it's interesting. Fat that melt in your hands, b'have nolad. Okay. Nolad means, what is nolad? When you're creating something new. Right? So it's just interesting. But if it melts in your hand, it's an idea of no lud. Right? And so when you put the soap in the water, right, and I'm gonna melt it in my hand. Right? It is very interesting that I've gotten something out of really something else. We'll have to it's very hard to quantify what no lud is. But the Chazal, they talk about it. They don't define it, but they do talk about it. So it was almost down there. Okay. I'm going to get very soapy. I'm going to have very clean hands at the end of the day. Okay? No, that's not permitted. No, that's not permitted. Okay? Look at the Mishnah Berurah on the second column. The second column, the top, the very, very top of the second column. The Ayin, the Sefer Tiferet Yisrael. Look in the book called Tiferet Yisrael Shekata. He writes, Dibiborit Shalanu Shehi Raka, our soap that is soft, everybody agrees that it's forbidden because of memachek. I tried to understand what he meant, so let's see if I can give you a good example of it.
Do you remember in Israel?
See the soap? And soak it in water.
Yeah, long enough.
Right? I took the bar soap.
Yeah.
Right? Now, like what happens when it's soft, if you leave it in water? It's pliable, right? Yeah, it's pliable. So I think this is what he meant. They would take their soap and they would just scoop out a bunch of it and then wipe it on their hands.
Right. I was just going to say, right? That's the soap that they use in Israel. You buy it in a little container to do your dishes.
Really?
Yeah.
It's solid?
No, it's...
I got to bring my soap. I've gone there and make $1 zillion, you know.
Yeah, but I'm talking... No, this is the regular soap. I have a jar of it. It comes in there.
Right. Yeah. You know.
And you have...
Maria, when's the last time you were there, like, living there?
Last time.
Okay.
No, but they have these... Because they still have these little containers that you can buy that you put a scoop of this in there, you add water to it, and then you have a sponge. The sponge stays on top, and you dip down. It's a. I have to bring it in and show it to you. I've got it all.
It's like the mandolin thing you made out.
I remember it. And you ended up buying one. Oh, 30 years ago. 30 years ago.
How much
would
change the soap
and
the liquid like that?
So,
No. Wait a second. This soap is the Dioraita soap.
Right.
This soap is the Mamachic soap because that soft soap is like plaster. If it, you know, so especially bar soap, you know, when it's been sitting in that little thing, the tub, and it gets all gross and stuff, that you for sure couldn't use. You mess with us, like liquid soap, that's much worse than bar soap. Bar soap maybe is no lie, and we're going to see maybe not. It's kind of hard to figure out what's wrong with it. This soap, the soft, smooshy stuff at the bottom, that is like the plaster that we talked about. Oh, we'll talk about the liquid in a second. Okay. So you'll see, it's just interesting. You know, the bar soap we talked about, fine. That's probably a derabanan. This soap is probably deraita, and you see it in the Mishnah Berurah. What about liquid soap? So let's look at what Rabbi Moshe Feinstein had to say. Okay? Says Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, he rachet in borit lach. They asked him about liquid soap. I'm at the very bottom, source number 8 on the bottom of page 3.
Eight,
yeah. Okay. Borit b'shabit v'yom tov. What about washing with soap? He ne pashet b'sha'aser mishum memachek. So Moshe says, this soap is memachek. That's memachek. It's like deodorant, you're smoothing it out. Now this is a little tricky. It's hard to figure out why it's memachek. How are you smoothing this out when you... You know what I'm saying? If you look at this soap, and I'm sure we've all had soap like that, it's already smooth.
the corners, like the corners here. Did you start washing with it?
You get gouges in the sun.
So you
have a gouge, and it'll come out, and it'll clean it.
Sure.
Okay, good. You have a problem with it? You see it? Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, also changing the shape of that.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the problem. When you do it, it's so subtle, it's microscopic, really.
Right.
So over repeated use, yeah, but each one...
But not over a Shabbos unless you're sitting there doing it all day.
Correct. I mean, each one, you know, it takes a long time. It takes a while till you get to that point to go to use down a bar of soap. Now, the other thing I will tell you, new bars of soap, I mean, so let's assume, Rav Moshe says to us there, we're all going to agree that it's us and the forbidden. When you have a new bar of soap, though, it has letters on it.
Right.
We're talking about the letters. There's no way around that. You know, you can't erase the letters anyway. So, no, don't use bar of soap. Fine.
Oh, what about using the other side?
You wouldn't
only on one side.
How do you
only wet one side?
Yeah, you and then you just smush it with your hand?
Yeah.
No, you can't. But Moshe says no. No. The ask, the bori, chihu. You have to read his words carefully. Very important. Ask even the bori, chihu, lach, kamayim. Soap which is lit, wet like water. Asher harbei nohagin lahatir, even though many people have the custom of permitting it. Ein baru li kol kach haheter. I don't really understand this heter. Mikivan shena the heter, the permissibility. I don't really understand why it's so permissible. Mikivan shena asher mizeh hamolinas, because from this comes molinesh, molinesh. Anybody know what moliness means? Are you guessing? You guessing? Is there a word in English, emollient?
Emollient.
Emollient.
Like the tea, it's an emollient.
What is emollient?
An emollient, it's a smear, it's a mixture of
herbs, no?
Emollient is a mixture of two ingredients to make a...
So it's unclear, here's the problem, when Moshe lapsed into English...
Your know, stuff is
usually he would say frigidaire and spell out frigidaire and we knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
But here, it's hard to know what moliness is. Okay, he says, since when you use liquid soap, you have a lot of moliness.
Emulsifier.
You want to say it? What do you want to say it is?
Emulsifier.
Which is?
Things that make it faster.
Umit pashet harbe yoter, and it spreads better. Mikafishahu alidea harichita, through this washing. The imkain, if so, nikar is recognizable to adayin yesh bezek tzak memachek. There's still a little memachek, a little smearing. Lo kishar dvarim lachim kemayim b'shem, and not like other things that are totally wet. So baby oil, we're going to see, totally permitted.
Is this a baby oil?
Why not? It's wet. You like how it feels? Why not? It's wet.
So, taking a moment, we're about to surrender.
What's glycerin?
Liquid like baby oil.
Liquid just like
for what? So here's the question.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. It's the key ingredient, if I'm not mistaken, in earth.
Oh, so then why would you be able to? Yeah, you tell me why you wouldn't be able to do it.
Why? Why not?
Why not? We've learned this already.
Well, glycerin could be used medically. So
there you go. Mm-hmm. Right? Because why are you doing it? You're doing it because your hands are dry.
Right, well, it's stronger. It's a little bit stronger than...
You're doing it because your hands are dry. So remember, the only time you'd be permitted to do anything from refuah for healing is if it's more than a mechus ve'oma, if it involves some aspect of pain. Right? A strong, strong discomfort. Here, why are you doing it? My hands are dry.
A crack,
discomfort, right? So you're doing it for medicinal purposes. So remember
we
said...
Maybe oil would be the same thing.
No. Maybe that's what you like how it felt. I don't know. Let's say, you know, you understand what I'm saying? So the reason why you're doing it, remember Chazal, they made a gzeira against any act of medicinal act, even if it didn't involve the malacha. Mm-hmm. So here you have two factors. One, from the precise perspective of the Issa malacha, there is none. But from the perspective of the gzeira on Shabbos, it depends why you're doing it. Let's say you just like how it feels, and baby oil. You're not, you know, oh, isn't that, hey, have fun.
If you happen to get soft in the process, that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you're not doing it for that. Well, if you are doing it for that, then that falls under the gzeira of refuah. Remember, we talked about that extensively. Okay.
It's a fine line between.
It is a fine line. It is a very fine line. He says, Rav Moshe says, but I'm 4 lines in the bottom. But she'efshar b'davar lach, it's possible la lecha isha memachek. He says, but it's possible that with something liquid, there's no such thing as memachek. So he says, I'm not sure. In the soap, in liquid soap, he says, it's liquid. And normally liquids, there's no such thing as memache. Because it's only, remember, we said dense semi-solids. Right? But, I don't know. He says, therefore, the lachain, the last line in that, the second to last paragraph, ain no hagin b'beiti heter zeh. In my house, we don't do that. We don't use liquid soap. Lachain ra'ui lachmir. Now, when Rav Moshe Feinstein says, lachain ra'ui lachmir, what does the world do? I should use liquid soap. Right? Forbidden. Okay. I just want to read you the rest of the tshuva. Ulahoshidya the Ishak Derechanon Mshalom. To shake hands with a woman, Pashusha Asr Afla Panuya, certainly Asr Sharehe Nidot, they're in the state of Nidut, the Koshkin the Ishati, certainly to a married woman.
What does that have to do with soap?
Nothing. The guy asked him two questions. Okay.
So what did that?
So now, what did Moshe Feinstein hold?
What did he hold?
He held it in his house.
He used it.
And
if you want to use it, then you can go ahead and use it.
He said, "Varai lahasne." Correct.
It's a personal chumrah
for him. And what does that mean for the rest of the religious world?
Personal chumrah. I don't have to follow.
Well, no. I'm asking Eugene Trent to use your logic. What do you think happened? What do you think happens in the world, in the veil?
It becomes what?
If our Moshe Feinstein wouldn't use liquid soap in his house,
and I'm going to
do it. Right. He says, "Varai lahasne." So
what did he use?
What about
Trent's
bathroom?
What? There. I don't know what he used. Good question.
Uh-huh. Water throwers.
What?
Maybe you have seen it.
Cold water.
I don't know.
Maybe oil.
Bran.
Cold water. I don't know.
Use Bran.
To Bran.
That's pretty cool.
To use Bran. So this is a Shmirat Shabbat Kilkata. The Shmirat Shabbat Kilkata is a very modern book, right? But this time I thought I would show you not just the halacha. I didn't give it English, but I have to show you the footnote. As always, the real action goes on downstairs. Okay, it's where I have to show with you. Says the Shemir Shabbat, Ein lechotz b'sabon, don't wash with soap, hein b'sabon kasha, hard soap, hein b'sabon rach, or softer soap, shekein yeshua b'shimur sabon, mishum isur molid, because it has the prohibition of molid. See how he says it first. Which comes first? Molid. When you use hard soaps, right, something new is coming up. Oh. Fine, that makes sense. Sometimes gam yeshbon shum iser memachek umimareach. It also has the problem. Sometimes it's interesting how he says it very carefully. Sometimes, like when you leave it in the soap dish for too long, then you have the problem of mimareach, of smearing, of memachek. Third line, second word of the line. Aval mutar mihistamesh b'sabon nazil.
What's nazil?
But you're allowed to use liquid soap. V'tov lahachino mi ba'od yom. And it's good to prepare it before Shabbos. Why does he say that?
You don't forget.
You cannot.
They didn't sell soft soap. You are forgetting that these soaps, all these soaps,
aren't always there.
Are relatively recent innovations. and shea butter. What is shea butter? Anybody know?
It's a fancy.
You'll taste it, you'll let me know. flush vitamin E. You for sure can't use this on Shabbos. Mm. Even with frequent hand washing, a soothing moisturizer, hydrate skin, reduce germs, and leaves hand scented with light, juicy citrus herb.
Yeah. Mm.
And she's a customer. She's not just in the commercial. Okay. So he says, what about Rosa Feinstein? What does he say? Well, obviously, what does he hold? I don't know. I don't know why Ramos is what he said. He said, it's better to prepare it me ba'od yom. So if you look, see what I did, by the way. Mm-hmm. I left this soap in the water. This is already, you can wash your hands with this. Mm-hmm. See? It's already, I'm getting, and that's what they would do. Mm-hmm. You would leave it in the, you would leave soap in the water. What if you didn't? And back then, what do you wash your hands with? That's what he says. Lo hichin. Let's say you didn't. Mutar lichein shabon. Oh, avkat shabon b'mayim chamim. Typically sheni. You're allowed to put soap in water. After Shabbat, kidei lahachin shabon nazil. You're allowed to make liquid soap on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Why?
Gotta eat something.
No. Why not? Then what are you doing?
Well, aren't you
you're diluting.
But aren't you changing?
You're just diluting. You're diluting something in water. Is there any halacha called diluting?
No. But isn't the shape of
remember we said or? You're not allowed to add thickness. Remember we talked about to make something more thick, that was a problem. To make dough, that was lush, that was kneading. But to add liquid to tuna fish, you're kneading, you're making, you know what I'm saying? But here, you're taking liquid and you're diluting something else in it, which is totally permitted.
No,
you can't
do that
with sports shots. Even to shake it up, right? To speed up the dilution process.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But don't then touch that soap in the water. Then you're in big trouble. Okay? So just use the water and don't use the soap. So according to the Shmiras Shabbos, soft soap is totally
liquid.
Because it's the same
tea bag is totally different. You're not diluting, you're cooking in Kli Sheni. Tea bag we talked about also. We talked about many, many moons ago. Okay, in the Kli Shlishi we said tea bags are permitted. Okay? Look at Mente. I'm going to skip to the important part. One second. I don't want to get you down. Yeah, it's good.
Must look.
No wonder I can't hear over the other
one. It's good. That's what you're supposed to be. Okay. So he goes through the whole discussion of soft soap versus liquid soap. Okay.
So it says you could use soft soap?
Yeah, well, liquid soap.
Liquid.
You say soft soap, you mean liquid soap, correct?
Right.
Not the brand of soft soap.
The brand. You're talking about the brand, yes.
The mass look at line 14. The foam is okay or not?
Mm-hmm. Because it foams?
Yeah, because it changes.
Well, Lefizia, what I'm trying to explain to you is, there, what we'll see in a second. Lefizia, Yesh Lomar.
Where?
Line 14, the beginning of the line. Lamed Pezayin. Lefizia. Yesh Lomar Gamkin Benogel Sabon Rach for soft soap. It's put in a shofaret, in a beaker. What? Well, it's really in a cup. The rock you brought to them, wash your hands. The fiat tiferet yom tov, yeah, asur, listamish. Well, according to one opinion, that if you go through the whole thing, you wouldn't be able to use it. Aval the tfid varenu hanau, according to us, yesh makom lahakir. You certainly can be reliant. The chayin da hagon of Shlomo Zalman or Bach Shlita, that table. See, the Rabbi Moshe Feinstein wrote that you shouldn't use it. I don't use it. But Shlomo Zalman said, no, what? No problem. Shari eno notin klal alibo de mareach ula hachlik et hasabon. You're not trying to smear it. You're not trying to smooth it. The gam, and furthermore, ho ulurav hasabon b'mayim, since it's in water, hare eno mitkayim. It doesn't last. Hosipe amar gon of Shlomo Zalman shlita, he said, these are things that were always permitted that some people had the prohibition and some people started not to use. So what would you say from what Rav Shlomo Zalman said about my green tea shea butter soap? Could I use it or could I not use it based on that? Mm. What? It would seem to me that I could use it.
Because
I'm not, right? It's a liquid. Right, as long as I'm not, I don't want it to smear.
It's a wash.
Yeah, it's a wash. It's a soap. It is a soap. The bottom line is a soap. The shea butter is 0.0001%. Right, it's liquid soap. So even though it really was, it seemed gross because of the butter in it, I didn't know what to get. You know what I'm saying?
And now your hands smell nice.
Wait a second. Smell. Orange. Yummy. Okay. So now, someone's Amunarba said it's permitted, but Moshe Feinstein said it's not permitted. So in our community, I'm very comfortable telling you all to use liquid soap, no problem whatsoever.
Did you mention diluting it, though?
I didn't mention it. You mentioned it.
I didn't mention it.
Now you did. Why? Why?
You said some people start out with adding a little water.
Has nobody else heard this? Because it's a very common thing. To dilute it? So liquid soap is very common in more Haredi communities. to dilute it. Why? That's the real question. This is what I want to show
you.
No.
Make it last longer.
Page 5. The Tiferes Yisrael that we just spoke about. So it's Yaakov, very slow. I'm just making a mistake. Right, so washing with Shalit up is forbidden under Malacha and Mamache. Right, that's what we said. And Azula is quoted by later authorities. This is the basis for what has become the universally accepted practice in our communities to refrain from washing hands or dishes, even in cold water, with hard soap on Shabbat. Correct. Soaps used in the days. However, in Shalit soap referred to by the Tiferes Yisrael was of a soft, pliable consistency that changes shape during use. Not the hard soap bars in common use today. The early days soaps were indeed comparable to soft wax, unlike the hard soaps of today. Furthermore, these soaps had very rough surfaces that would become smoother with each use. Okay? The difficulty on moving with the soap today. Since our bars of soap are smooth before and after they've been used, it is difficult to understand how the lathering of hard soap follows on the malacha of memachek, which entails smoothing a rough surface. Nonetheless, it may be contended the lathering has the halachic effect of smoothing the surface of a bar of the soap bar. Okay? Because the top layer is absorbed with each use, or that the smearing of the lather upon one's hands is a form of memareh, of the lather. Oh. See what he says? So that when you lather up, that's smearing also. Which is a little weird. I don't know. But as we'll soon see, that may be what Moshe Feinstein suggested. Certainly, as often happens, the soap part was sitting in the soap dish with a lot of little water. As a result, became very soft and pliable, then using that soap may indeed be a genuine form of memareah. In any case, one dare not trifle with this halachic restriction. And I don't know if I would agree with this language, but don't use bar soap. Liquid soaps. Liquid soaps, however, are permitted by most posting because they have a loose consistency. Nemareah, a total memachic, applies only to a solid or semi-solid substance, like we said before. Yet, some leading posim adopt a strict view even regard to liquid soaps, due to the dense and viscous lather that forms from their use. It is therefore customary in many circles to dilute the soap to make it especially thin, thereby avoiding any shilas. And this is what you will find in many communities. They'll have soap, a liquid soap, and then on Shabbos they'll have extra special diluted liquid soap. The liquid soap may be diluted on water if it was not prepared before, blah, blah, blah. Turn to page 6. I have to show you his footnotes. This is a footnote from Rabbi Ribia.
Do we have to go out of such extra money and gather soap, or their liquid soap permitted?
I'm telling you, I think any liquid soap is fine. Yeah, okay. But you're right. And remember, he's saying, based on Rav Moshe, so now the question really is, from Rav Moshe Feinstein's stuff, would you get the sense then that liquid soap is not permitted? But really diluted liquid soap is permitted.
No, I wouldn't get either one. I say none of them are permitted.
That's the question. Right? But you understand what he said. He said, based on those, basically, is therefore customary in many circles to dilute the soap. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, what I want to share with you is, I'm not entirely sure, if you really think Rav Moshe said no, then why a diluted soap would be any better. Okay? But let's see what he says. He says, "V'igrat Moshe." You learn the igrat Moshe. But remember the Moshe writes. V'ashav beboit to lach kamayim at lahar ben nogim mahatir. Remember, he said Moshe writes. Even the Moshe said, "Okay." Ein barli kol kacha hetter. It's not really so clear the hetter. Mikivan shenasa mizeh hamulinish. He says, "What is mulinish? Lather." Umipashet harbe yoter mikafi shehu ayde rechita. It spreads a lot. Again, Nikar Shadayin Zubzek Shat Memachek. Has a little Memachek. Look at line 1. See, this is Rabbi Ribiot's footnote. Hine, behold, Harbe Amadati Alvire Ramaran Zatal. I'm sitting and reading the Shuva. Velo Yaradati Lasof Da'atal. I have no idea what it means. Lahabin Zvarar, to understand him, Shayush to Kistumim the Kapneha Banachamon. He's very respectful, and he says, I just don't understand in my own small mind what he meant. The Be'emet, Amai Shayach Bezem and Marech. What smearing is there with liquid soap? Umai Shnami Shemen. What's the difference from this and oil, which we said you could use? Umazak Amar Mar Shabowit Mipashek Ayadei Harbechita. What does it mean that it spreads? Hello, Gam Hashemen Mipashet Ayidei Sicha. Even anything spreads when you rub it around. The Gam, line 4, Rekam Hashivani Chaverai Shesha'alti Otam Lefaresh Kavana Tatshuva Hazeh. I asked my friends, who are obviously big time rabbis in Lakewood, Ki Avhe Manu Amarki Ach Kama Vehi Rechol Kam. And they said, I'll try to figure it out. Can't figure it out. But Moshe said it. We have no idea.
Can't they ask
questions?
Why not?
Now that Jesus has granted,
so ambiguous.
So he says, let me explain what he thinks he says. I saw Shabbi, and that lo di dachnu terayu thereshon. I can't, be very careful. I figured it out. The afshar, it's possible that Rav Moshe meant was, the ikar kabanato, lechelek shasabon nozel na'ashe avayo tefchak ayidei harichita, becomes thicker through the washing. So this is the question. Does soap become thicker when you lather it up? Okay?
Depends
on the soap. Let's say this
if it's alcohol.
Yeah, using water. Here, I'm going to use this soap. This is a liquidy soap. Okay? This is really the test. Okay? So I've got this soap, and I'm going to use a little water. And I'm going to work it in.
And
work it up. No, I'm going to work it up. This is what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Okay? Does it, you see?
Yeah.
It's not thicker than when you started. I mean, it's
more soapy and bubbles.
No,
that's the question. Is it now thicker than when I started or not?
No.
Or are you getting air bubbles in?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think what he thinks what Moshe meant was because it looks thicker, it appears thicker, right. So then it's interesting. This looks like I smeared around faster.
Right.
And
why didn't someone ask him the question?
I mean, maybe it was one of the later students. I don't know. Why did somebody ask him what he meant?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I probably, at the time, everybody said, oh, Rabbi says it's okay, it's fine. He wants to do a Qurban himself, huh? Later on, when the grandchildren grew up, they said, Rabbi was Machmir? We have to be Machmir too? Because everybody has to be.
So what's the difference if it looks like it?
I don't know.
You're worried that somebody's going to walk by and say, oh, Rabbi.
No, Rabbi says that maybe not looks like it. If it looks like it, maybe this is a problem of Mimareah.
Just because it looks like it?
It's not a matter of looks like it. Look what I got. I made, you know what I'm saying?
You're making a bigger quantity than what you started with.
Right. Let's say, for example, the phone soap. According to our most of the phone soap. See the phone soap? So that's, what? You and I both know what this is. I don't think it's a problem on Shabbos, but it seems like Ramosa would probably say, you know, I think that it might be shot in Mimareah. I don't want to take the chance. So that's perhaps what he meant. So he says, therefore, the question really is, though, if you dilute the soap, if you use a diluted soap, can you work up a lather like that? Mm-hmm. He says, that's why the minna came to dilute the soap.
You
everybody can acknowledge
so
this is diluted soap.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm going to now wash my hands with diluted soap and see what I get.
Just the same thing?
So now I ask you. How diluted does it have to be?
Water. Just water.
There's no way you can determine that.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So therefore, what I wanted to show you today was this is one of those curious, interesting things that people do. Nobody ever asked Rav Moshe, hey Rav Moshe, would it be okay if we used extra special diluted soap? I guess what they figured was, I think what happened was they figured Rav Moshe said it might be a problem of nemareach, of smearing. So therefore, if I liquefy it even more, then for sure it's not going to be a problem with smearing because it'll be like water. Meaning, I could see somebody would say, this is like smearing, right? But who could ever think that this is like smearing? Okay. Except if the problem isn't what you start with, but the problem is what you end with. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I say, personally, the way I understand it, so Rav Moshe clearly felt, it seemed one shoot, if he's talking about lather, if moldiness, whatever that is, refers to lather, right? Then he felt that it was a problem, perhaps, with smearing. He didn't say, yes, it is. He said, maybe it is. Maybe he's not. He's honest. I don't know. So therefore, what? Apparently not. So therefore, what I'm saying to you is, I think that this is one of those times where people say, oh, Moshe, if he says X, then clearly liquid soap must be fine. And if you ask me, if you want to be careful for Moshe, I don't see how this is any better than that. So I guarantee you're going to walk into homes and they're going to say, oh, use that soap or use this soap. Right? And then you're going to say, I'm glad for you.
Uh-huh.
Right? But I don't really see much of a difference. And, you know, so he says, that's why he says, I'll call Kamim, if you're not on the bottom, even according to Moshe, Ein lahachmir, should be machmir, the last line, last paragraph. The sabon nozel, liquid soap, shiruba mayim, kedil la'ashota nozel ma'or. To make it very liquidy, it's a bone. There's no kazer because liquidy soap like that. Efshar la'asoto ava al yidei rechitza. You can't make it thick by washing. Right. So it has to be so diluted that it would be unlatherable.
Or no suds at all.
No, it probably would help. You get the smell, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But it would have to be so so diluted that you couldn't make up a ladder. And that's how you'd have to test it in order to fulfill if that's what Ramosha meant. But I don't really know if that's what people do. They just kind of dilute it until it's liquidy. You know, you take your regular soft soap and you dilute it until it's a liquidy. And most liquid soap are so concentrated that it would still lather up even after that. You know, but I just found it, I wanted to share this with you guys. I thought it was very interesting how a chumrah develops without really thinking about why it developed or how it developed and what the basis for it was without reading the actual source. And then once you see the source, you would know that if you really want to be machmir, you better be very machmir. But there's nothing wrong with that. But you have to know what the basis of the chumrah is. Okay, we'll continue next week.